billionaire Hamas official, Gaza is destroyed, but that is a step toward liberation. By Joel B. Polak on June 27, 2024. Senior Hamas official Khaled Mashal told Sky News on Thursday that Gaza had been destroyed as a result of the war Hamas began on October 7, but that the destruction was part of the march of our people toward liberation. The Times of Israel reported. In an interview with Sky News Arabic Today, Mashal acknowledges the damage wrought to the territory in the aftermath of the October 7 attack. Gaza is now destroyed, he says. Every fair-minded person sees that this is absolutely true. However, he says, this is all part of the march of our people toward liberation. Mashal was once the leader of Hamas's political bureau, and is reported to have built a net worth of some $4 billion in comfortable exile in Doha, Qatar. Asked about Mashal's comments, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said, the IDF has released evidence today that, far from the usual narrative that is put out so widely about the majority of properties in Gaza being destroyed, the IDF statistics show that only 17% of structures have been destroyed in Gaza, not the much higher figures which have been quoted by other organizations. As for Mashal's willingness to sacrifice his own people for their so-called march toward liberation, Mentzer said that it was important for people that wish to see a better future, that we engage in activity that brings people together towards a better future. The only liberation which there is liberating Gaza from Hamas. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.